Hello there, Guava, and welcome back to the Guava Girl podcast. Today, I'm really excited to debunk a bunch of business myths, some mindset myths, and just help you get on the right track for your week, your day, your month. And don't forget, spring is technically the beginning of the year. So if you were just kind of playing around for the first 3 months, you can totally still do things like create a vision board or set a new goal. But I want to start this show by talking about this concept called working the business. We have to be working our business. Our business does not go unless we are pushing it. We're running it. And I also have a lot of things I want to talk about today, but I want to start with this because it's something that I caught myself not doing or was just getting preoccupied in other things that I was telling myself are working the business. But working the business isn't just things that you are consistently doing. It's things that you have to pause and make time for. So whether that's planning, okay, that's huge. That's like number one is just planning consistently, but also doing research. Doing research is really important, Guava. I am spending time on this because this is an advantage that you can have over everyone else in your marketplace who are selling offers, especially if they are selling more frequently than you. If you have the right insights and the right messaging, again, it just takes an effort. You can go a long way. So earlier this year, to get my business started, I was just creating content. That's where I started, just posting something I felt was on brand and in the direction I was wanting to go. And an idea I had was to open up my calendar and do discovery calls. And these were kind of marketed as, I will help you with your messaging. I will help you with your year for your plan. And I did about like 10 of these calls. So I learned so much. Like, I feel like I have material for my business for the rest of my life. But honestly, a lot of the things that you get when you research, and you don't even have to do these interviews, you can just go online and look up. And again, it's called research. Like, it's not called having fun on social media. No, that's not research. It's asking questions and getting to an experiment, right? So the other thing I wanted to talk about today is sometimes I feel like I'm improvising. And when I feel like I'm improvising, I feel like an imposter because I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And that's not a good feeling. But then I have to remember, I'm not improvising. I am trying. I can go back to when I decided to start my business again, creating content, start sending emails, start creating a podcast. I can remember all those decisions. And I remember those decisions being from prior decisions that led me to today's, right? Like today's sitting down recording this show. And so I want to get it through your head kindly that you need to fail faster. Just expedite, just get them out of the way because respect, you're actually going and doing the thing that you want to do and or be known for or be the go-to person for this. That's amazing. Like, don't let anything prevent you from trying things out. I double dog dare you to try out 10 experiments before the end of, give yourself a deadline. 10 days. An experiment could be something small. I know it feels like a lot, but honestly, when you start thinking about how much we think about these things, you're going to be like, damn, she's right. Okay, so just chill. We're still just getting warmed up in the show. But that's what I'm talking about, is you need to work your business. For example, Elon Musk, with all of his projects, he does cars, he does space, he does flamethrowers. That's a lot. And so if you want to try something out or do something different, really ask yourself what is preventing you from doing it. Okay? So I want to also just go into a side. I apologize for my schedule with uploading. I was sick last week and it took a lot more out of me than I had planned for. And being sick sucks. It reminds me of this quote that says, a healthy person has 1,000 wishes. A sick person only has one. And when I'm sick, all I can think about is how awful I feel. And it takes me sometimes to a really negative place. And so I have to just get the proper care, support, take care of myself, right? And then be able to show up in a way that is productive and helpful in the long term. Because I definitely record episodes between these shows. You have no idea. And I want to talk about perfectionism because I know what that's like. I let myself record how many episodes I want. So if you, you know, are thinking, oh man, you know, it just seems like this person has everything together. It's not like that at all. There is a lot of hard work and long hours behind this production, even though it's small. It is something that I want to see do well. And so it requires attention and time. And so the podcast schedule is going to find its own rhythm, but I am also working proactively on not being that person who you can't rely on for good long-form content. So I apologize. I was sick. I'm planning a wedding. Things happen. It reminds me of, I have a client and she used to say, did you die? I've never forgotten about that. That just carries, I love that. So did you die? No? Okay, so we're moving on. All right, so I hope you're having a great day. I hope you know that you can do anything, whatever it is that you feel is really challenging right now or really scary. I promise you, you can get through it, you can do it, and you're gonna do it. So let's shake off all of that and step into our super suits. Okay, let's go into this episode. We are talking about working the business and doing research. Again, research is pretty straightforward. There's books. There's the internet, my favorite. There is keyword research on social media. You can see what other people are creating. You can use AI and ask it questions. There's so much research, especially the United States has the most research by a lot than any other country in the world. We love research. So in this data / attention economy, get your leg up and make it romanticized research. Okay, because this is how brands come up. They take time and a lot of their expenditures on research and development. For example, it's so interesting to me that sneakers have such a way of becoming the it shoe, especially out of nowhere. And I'm not the biggest sneakerhead, but I am a consumer and I do love fashion. So when I remember last time I was traveling, there was always that new sneaker, the Cloud On Cloud. Am I saying it right? Because I don't have any. But those were like, I started seeing those everywhere. And I'm like, those look chic. They look expensive, but they look chic. And I love my New Balances. Okay, JCPenney. But I just see like how that, the appeal, and that if I was someone who wanted to drop a couple hundred dollars on sneakers, those would be my preferred choice. And then recent years, it's now Hoka. Hoka is the new chic performance shoe. And I know there's people who are like, no, this brand, that. I'm just talking about how, especially Hoka has been around for a long time. But these companies spend time on research. They spend money on this. You, as a business owner, should be thinking the same way. And I promise if you take this advice, you are going to be mind blown. Your brain is going to open up. So many new ideas are going to come through. It might get overwhelming. But everything is a trade-off, especially in business. You might determine it's a better trade-off to put this off and bring this now, or rearrange things or reprioritize things because you are now inspired or now you have this new awareness. And so spend some time slowing down. And yes, your ideal clients are really great for market research, but you have to think about the clients that you're going to serve in a year from now or 2 years from now. That's a better use of your time. And I'm not saying don't listen to your clients, obviously. I'm just saying that I guess I'm giving myself this advice because I'm doing this right now. And I just want to make sure that I have the proper journey to lead my client through when I have my business up and running again. This is a simple process. This is just having a value ladder that starts with a low entry offer all the way to a very VIP exclusive offer. But in the middle, there's a core signature offer that is kind of the signature offer, what your flagship, what everyone knows you for. So if you don't have a place to start, start with that. That's what I am doing now. If you'd like to learn more about working with me or getting more information, you can download my ebook, which provides 7 mindset strategies that will help you feel like an imposter to an icon. I'm sorry, my AC is loud right now, but I'm in a flow. And in there, I am sharing exclusive offers and more exclusive advice. But of course, I'm also sharing that in my email list. It's just kind of like, if you want to go more down the rabbit hole, we have ways of working together now. But yeah, I sometimes feel like I'm improvising, but I just know that I'm trying and I'm trying to adjust and I can be agile, and that's an advantage. And if you can do the same, do the same. And there is nothing you can't do. So just start trying. You're going to do it. We're doing it. So get on board, okay? All right. So the next thing I want to talk about today is the buying the hype. Again, this kind of ties into how we're spending our time and what's going on when we're scrolling. It feels like trends are more powerful than ever or something. And social media has changed a lot. Social media used to be a place where you could just kind of like be your alter ego. It was kind of like you can be really bold. It was kind of Gossip Girl, attention-y, seeky attention-y. But now it's some trends that have come up now recently that have been different from other trends is the clean girl aesthetic trend, because that trend would go deeper than just aesthetic. It was about your habits and your routines, but it was also from this perspective of kind of out of reach. And so it wasn't exactly, it just like creates like more like opportunities for other trends to come up. And that's why we saw mob wife trend. It wasn't kind of over now, but still, that's something that has been interesting to me, because now on social media, it's not like the Gossip Girl. It's not like appropriate to exactly, I don't know, maybe I don't really, actually, I don't follow too many influencers. So, but I do know I was there when influencers started. So I kind of feel like I get the concept. It's just kind of like more like you have to be very, it's like little Bo Peep, I feel like, about everything, like kind of perfect, kind of super thankful, super insert Barbie monologue here. And where did that come from? I don't know. It's just kind of interesting to me. And remember that there are people who are paying attention to you. They already are paying attention. You have to show them and how you want them to interact with you. And you can set the tone for your page for your social media. This is the advice for anyone who's wanted to build their own community or build your own brand. Just think about how you want it to be. And a lot of people are not going to be okay with it or like it. And it's better to just think that half people are not going to like it, half people are going to like it. Just think about it like 50-50. Don't think about it in this other way, because again, it's what about you? What about what you want to do or what you want? So yes, that is a lot. I hope this conversation has helped you think less about it being perfect, because beautiful things are never perfect. Okay. I talked about today how I've dealt with perfectionism, and it really takes away from your happiness. It takes away from the now and the present moment. And maybe it's just something that you need to add or take away in life. But at the end of the day, I hope that you can embrace everything about you and meet yourself with compassion and accept that where you are now is where you're meant to be, as well as everything you want to do, you already have the tools and the resources and knowledge. I hope you guys have a great day and that you've learned something about yourself from this show. If you'd like to share about the show on social media or reach out to me on Instagram, the Guava Empowerment Instagram, please do. I'd love to hear from you. Also means so much if you could leave a review on iTunes. So many of y'all are listening on iTunes, so give it a little follow, give it a little 5 stars. It would mean a lot. And I would love to read some of the reviews on future episodes like we used to. So if you write something, maybe you'll get something, but we'll see what happens. All right. Have a great day, everyone. And God bless. Bye.